This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the truckers out there, the men and the women, coast to coast, border to border, and the big rigs getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I just added some things on there tonight. You can go take a look at and see what you think. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Well, the bar is closed, so we don't need to worry about them. Tomorrow night it'll be a different story, right?
That's right.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo a Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Now, you know, Kyle, everything that we take a look at in the world of news and whatnot, there always is something going on that you never know what's going to happen next. And we were sitting here when the bulletin came across about the Amtrak passenger train that was stopped and evacuated near Baltimore. Now, was this in Baltimore? Was it outside? Or where did they stop to let everybody off the train?
Well, we understand that it does run between New York City and Georgia. It's the Palmetto number 90 train. There was a fire detected, and it says when the train was at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport station. So that's evidently where these 261 passengers got off the train. We're glad to report that there are no reports of any injuries to passengers or crew, and they're trying to determine what the cause of this fire was. I think part of the report states it was some kind of fire under the train. So again, we're getting more information about it. But that service right now, of course, has been suspended until they figure out exactly what's going on, and they've got to check out the train and everything too.
Right. Okay. So very lucky there, and I'm glad that there wasn't any serious injury. By the way, Joe Biden, of course, if you haven't heard, he's vowing to bring all the U.S. troops home early by the end of August, August 31st. Promised to save the Afghans who helped the American military. I've got a real problem with that one, Kyle, because you haven't done it by now, okay, and it's July, and you got a little bit more than a month to get this done. You're waiting on special legislation from the Congress. I think it's going to be difficult to have this happen. I really do.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, President Biden, as candidate Biden, said he would go get votes for things, for his agenda and whatnot. This seems like something everybody could probably agree on pretty quickly.
Well, the country's behind this.
That's right.
Get
and
these people out of there. Yep.
That's right. Use the bully pulpit. Don't make some kind of wishy-washy statement about that. Use the bully pulpit. Say today, I am calling on Congress, and have a few congressional representatives and senators, you know, come over to the White House so you can tell them face to face. Make sure this goes through, everybody. Right? We're all on the same page, right? That kind of thing. So, unfortunately, I don't think we've seen anything like that happen.
Could he stand up long enough to do it?
Good question. Good question. Well, he could refer to his notes even, but these people are in grave danger in Afghanistan. And if we leave them behind, you know, we will always regret it, and it will be a very, very bad day.
Now, in Georgia, the Republican National Committee and the National Republican Senatorial Committee announced that they are intervening to defend Georgia against a politically motivated lawsuit being brought against them by the Federal Department of Justice.
Right, exactly. And that is, again, you know, Georgia's in the news so much, you know, as a result of the All-Star game, the moving out, and all these different things that are happening. So, yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got Eric, the trucker, who is says, I'm in Springville, Utah, and the weather's nice now. Yesterday afternoon, it was 111 degrees in Green River, Utah, around 4 p.m. Well, behave out there, Eric. Hopefully you're going to have a nice, comfortable night with nothing to do but just kick back and relax. We'll see. We'll see.
That's right.
Yeah.
And LJ actually chimed in, too, into the captain's army as well, saying, hey, Captain and Kyle, gas here in Commerce Township, Michigan, is $3.27 a gallon. So,
wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I've seen gas prices here in Tampa from $2.98 to $3.09 a gallon, depending on where you go. It's definitely gone up. And I don't know. It's not what... not what any of us signed on for when we were all paying $1.87 a gallon in January when Joe Biden took office.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, right here in Southern California, you know, it varies a little bit, but I saw it today for $4.49 a gallon.
You can have it. We don't want it.
Yeah,
and that's because your gas tax is so much higher.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Kyle is going to hang on, and I'm going to come back, and we got more stuff to talk about. The economy is making the news. Plus, we're going to talk about this Haitian president thing. That was kind of squirrely. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain Matthews on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'll take it away on this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's My Pillow Company, MyPillow.com, the website. Go to the website, take a look at all the products he's got there. He's got a lot of things that you don't even know about that'll definitely help you out, because I'm telling you, besides the pillow, besides the pillowcases, besides the towels, besides the blankets, besides the pajamas, besides the slippers and other things he has for your home, vanity items and whatnot, you would be amazed at what's at MyPillow.com, the website. Now, you will save a boatload of money by using the promo code CAPTAIN on whatever you buy. You'll find out that the price will drop by significant amounts. For example, you want a MyPillow premium pillow? You'll save yourself $40 by using the promo code CAPTAIN. You want a six-piece MyPillow towel set, which I happen to have one? You'll save $65 on it. And I'm very satisfied. The towels are just absolutely fantastic, and I'm using them now. And I'll tell you what, you'll be glad. You'll be glad you did. Plus, you'll be supporting a very proud American who the hardcore liberals tried to take off and eliminate. They definitely were trying to get rid of him, get rid of his company, and it's just not going to happen. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Anything that's there, save yourself a bunch of money. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, they've got those Giza Dream Sheets as well. And right now at MyPillow.com, 2-for-1, low price and free shipping with the promo code CAPTAIN. So be sure to check it out.
Yep. Now, at a time when many schools are embroiled in controversy over the teaching of critical race theory, voters still think it's important that our kids learn the traditional values in school. reading, writing, arithmetic. How do you like that?
I love it. That's exactly what all of our kids from all walks of life and all ethnicities, backgrounds, you name it, that's where we need to be as a country. Because, Captain, what some of these people are doing, they are dividing us, they're creating all kinds of strife, and our kids are suffering because they're not getting the education they need to compete on the global scale. So, again, if everybody's bogged down and who's a racist and who we're calling a racist today and this kind of thing, and they're not reading, they're not learning the fundamentals, we're doing them a great disservice.
And 78% of likely U.S. voters say it's at least somewhat important for schools to teach the traditional values of Western civilization, including 52% who say it's very important. Now, these numbers are virtually unchanged from where they were 4 years ago, and they're in line with surveys dating all the way back to 2013.
Yes, exactly right. Parents understand, and I think so many of the American people, even if they aren't parents, they understand what it means to instill the traditional values and the things that our country has us aspired to. And once we start really degrading those things, it's kind of like the defunding the police. You know, you demonize the police, and you get a lot of police to quit, or you get people who won't go into law enforcement. Well, similar here, by going through with all this critical race theory stuff and so forth, you're driving good teachers out of the industry and good administrators out of schools, and we can't let that happen.
Right. Now, the Israelis, we talked about in the last hour, I just found something else here, and I'm always interested in getting the Israeli news out there for the folks, because they seem to be light years ahead of us in a lot of respects. But Israel says it's targeting Hamas and their cryptocurrency accounts.
Yeah, exactly right. So obviously, you know, first of all, these cryptocurrency accounts, they're very difficult to trace. This is why we've seen, like with the energy company hack that happened, they wanted all of the ransom in a cryptocurrency. I'm trying to recall if it was Bitcoin or not, but it's a cryptocurrency, such that they couldn't track it. Well, of course, the U.S. Department of Justice, I think, was able to track it. But again, the idea is that if you have Hamas getting money in order to plug in to its arms and plug in to its attacks on Israel, and there will be more attacks on Israel through something that's hard to trace, obviously they've got to try and get a handle on this.
Now, the Haitian president was assassinated the other night, and they got into a gunfight with some of the people that were involved and killed them. And they just arrested one Haitian American who apparently is involved and caught up in this. And the Haitian government is saying these were mercenaries that did this.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what we're hearing. And so, again, the very fact that this was done in such a brazen manner, it just points up the real ongoing problems and issues that happens in this country of Haiti. That's right.
Now, did you hear the latest from Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, that he was, you know, trying to stop all the, not everything that Biden's doing. He just wants to stop what he calls the worst stuff that Biden's doing.
Right, exactly. I wonder what the worst stuff is.
Yeah, well, I think there's a very large percentage.
I think all of it's the worst.
That's right. I don't know. It's some small sliver of stuff that, well, but this points up, too, that Biden didn't come in to unify anything, Captain.
Yeah.
The whoever's running the show here, they've just got this far left agenda going.
Yeah, and by the way, there was a John Kerry spotting yesterday. Let me try to do this in my best John Kerry voice. This is John Kerry, and I'm heading to Russia for the global climate ambition to try to talk to Vladdy and see if he will become part of a global climate sign-up participant.
Well,
because I have a bottle of ketchup, I'm going to give it.
right. Well, but is he at the same time going to deliver any message that Joe Biden might have been thinking about at the ice cream store or the general store where the market where he was getting the ice cream cone the other day, in the sense of stop hacking people? Yeah.
listen, you just don't bother Joe Biden when he gets headed for the ice cream. He's not going to give you a coherent answer.
Nope.
Got to have the ice cream to snap up.
That's right. That's right. But Kerry's doing his thing. And it's multi-pronged of all these things that are going on. But it seems to me that if Russia continues to support these kinds of attacks, this is going to really affect things.
Now, here's one for you. Pfizer is seeking the FDA's okay for a third vaccine dose in August. And they've just come out and said, you're not going to need the booster for their vaccine.
Yeah, there's been some studies and so forth, evidently, that show that immunity, as it were, can go on for quite a long time, much longer than originally anticipated. So you wouldn't necessarily need. And I think it was Pfizer that was the primary focus on that, not necessarily the Moderna yet. One might think that it looks like for a while you're not going to need any kind of booster shot.
Now, we talked yesterday about Donald Trump suing the big tech companies, Facebook and Twitter, and let's see, who was the other one? Google. There we go.
Google, right.
Yeah, and this class action suit is going to be the biggest challenge so far to big tech. What do you think of the chances of winning this?
Right now, unpredictable. It is going to be a landmark case. When you get into something like that, it's hard to make a definite prediction. It's going to be very hard fought, and whichever side, as it were, wins out in the end. But I have a feeling it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court at some point.
Okay. And there's another interesting poll that came out of registered American voters. 80% of those people see voter ID as the most important security measure for getting a clean election.
Gee, I wonder, Captain, if this is what's driving a lot of these things that are being said by Democrat, officials and representatives these days. We're not against voter ID and this kind of stuff, because they're looking at these polls. It's destroying their whole thing of, it's easier to buy a gun than it is to vote.
By the way, was your building shaking at all yesterday?
Not really, no.
Magnitude 5.9 earthquake struck Northern California, somewhere near Nevada.
Yeah, that would have been pretty far away for us to feel where
Eddie,
I'm at.
Eddie Floyd and company.
I'll bet you they did, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if he's shaking. If he was doing the shake, rattle, and roll. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how. We'll be back with more. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end by August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way, prioritizing the safety of our troops as they depart.
He said he knew the Afghan military will defend the government.
You have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well-equipped, as well-equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban.
Critics say the withdrawal, which began during the Trump administration, will allow the Taliban to expand. Workers are still continuing to sift through the rubble at the condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. The number of confirmed deaths are now at 64. The search for survivors switched to a recovery effort after authorities said there was no chance of life in the remains of the building. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
As a matter of fact, I will. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. Now, folks, you've heard me talk about Geico Insurance, and a lot of people found out again where they've had damage, and they had Geico as their insurance company, how fast they got there, took care of the claim, because one of the problems that we had was in Kings Bay, Georgia, where a trailer park on the naval base was destroyed. One person was killed in there, 10 people injured, and they were right there. Geico was right there helping out their policyholders in there within a matter of an hour or two. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, check it out, and you can get a quote there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got an RV or an ATV or a boat or a motorcycle. You can get all that done there. By the way, if you own a home, rent an apartment, or if you have a condo, you can get the insurance for that too over there, bundle it all together, and you'll save a bunch of money. Now, Geico is found online by going to G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And do whatever needs to be done. And if you want to talk to an agent, they'll give you the name of your local agent, set up an appointment, and boom, you're in Lake Flynn. So that's Geico.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you some money. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the U.S. consumer credit, that's credit cards and the like, right?
Right.
Surged in May by the most on record. More people were living off their credit card, and May was the big month for it.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. And, of course, also there's an interesting story that sort of correlates to that, and that is Wells Fargo evidently has now shut down personal lines of credit in what is evidently a shift towards credit cards. But obviously, Captain, that this has to do, I think, with continuing coming out of the pandemic, people looking to try to continue, obviously, to pay the bills and do whatever they need to do. But hopefully this is going to translate into more people getting back into the workforce because everywhere you go, there are these signs that say help wanted. And a lot of these signs will say, here's what we're starting you at. Here's the hourly wage that we're going to pay.
All right, let me tell you, I got a text message here from my friend Bill Bunkley about three hours ago, and I just saw it here during the last break. It says, just went into Shooter's World and found out they can only deal with cash. Wells Fargo, with no advance notice, cut off all of their clients that dealt with guns or ammo on July 1st. So Shooter's World does everything through Wells Fargo. And Wells Fargo, as of July 1st, was doing nothing more for guns or ammo with the credit card.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Don't know if that's related.
No, yeah, we don't know if it's related. We know that they're shutting down these personal lines of credit, but also evidently not dealing with some financing as well for dealerships and so forth like that. But this is an interesting development because typically when it has something to do with something as specific as guns, maybe it is some kind of political issue that they're trying to avoid or deal with.
Right. Now, earnings boom is expected a year after this pandemic-driven skid that we had. And why wouldn't there be a big-time earnings boom?
Well, right, exactly. Well, because people are getting back into the markets, that things are starting to revitalize, generally speaking. And so, yeah, we expect to see something like that. But again, you know, something we talk about so many times, Captain, the idea of inflation, you know, that is going to have some kind of effect. People are going to, there's going to be a tipping point where people say it's too much to buy this or that or to go out to eat or do entertainment because of the inflation.
Are you planning on going to Canada anytime soon?
I can't say that I am, no.
Well, listen to this one. Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau says that unvaccinated tourists will not be allowed into Canada.
Right, and this is going to, I think, be the shape of things to come to travel to many different countries, one would think. And especially when we see what's happening, for example, in Australia, New South Wales and Sydney area, I think they're still having stay-at-home orders, basically, in some way, shape, or form. Japan, only a quarter of people in Japan had their first shot. So these vaccination rates are relatively low compared to the United States. And so, yeah, I'm not surprised. But, again, is this going to be the way things are moving forward?
Don't know, but I got a good one for you. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Kamala Harris has announced a $25 million Democratic spending plan on voting initiatives.
In order to try to get people to go vote?
We don't know. I slowed up and I used the voting initiatives to emphasize the point. Isn't that something?
Well, exactly. Well, here they go again with, you know, I think they try to find buzzwords and they try to find something that tries to change the news for them. Kamala Harris's news has not been good lately. let's just call
it. Well, neither's Joe Biden.
Neither's Joe Biden, exactly. So, well, maybe it's fallen back on this notion of, hey, we're going to help you vote because those Republicans, they don't even want you to vote. Even though, would I be correct in saying, Captain, that isn't Delaware like worse than Georgia in terms of what they're all complaining about Georgia about?
Well, I was told.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I'm not surprised that that's what they'd be trying to do. And you know, what's another $25 million, I guess?
Now, a majority of voters are disapproving of Joe Biden's job performance by a difference upside down of some 17%.
Yes. You know, I'm again, not surprised. Joe Biden, he had a chance. And I think that when he came into office and so forth, obviously with all the controversy and all the stuff, but now we're several months into this, and people are seeing that he doesn't have the control of what, you know, of just about anything at this point, sad to say. But he doesn't seem to be a strong leader, strong president, and I don't doubt it.
Now, the cruise ship industry is slowly firing up again down here in Florida. You know that, right?
Yep.
Well, they're embracing what they call vaccine segregation on the ships. What that means is the vaccinated people will be able to go anywhere they want, do anything they want, and the unvaccinated customers are going to be restricted as to where they can go and what they can do. It'll be limited.
And that's exactly right. And that's what I think is you'll see happening in a lot of places because, you know, it'll say, look, you have to wear a mask if you want to come in our store if you're not vaccinated. And so that's going to continually place that pressure on the people to make that decision. But here's the thing, though. What do we do? I think this is a great question. What do you do about somebody who may not be able to take it for whatever reason? I'm not talking necessarily about a moral objection or other kind of thing like that, but what if there's a medical issue that's involved in it? How do you differentiate that, and how do you make it fair for those people?
And it sounds like as if one movie actor, Ashton Kutcher, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
He's warning that China could use TikTok to influence the minds of young Americans, because a lot of them are over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And push an anti-U.S. propaganda move over there, which they're probably doing anyway.
Well, yes, and of course, this was the whole big thing during the Trump presidency of wanting to ban them or to cause some other kind of major shift. You're right, because if you've got so many eyeballs looking at your social media platform and you can influence it, well, then by definition, you can influence people. That's the way the media works in general, and you know, but my next question would be, is Ashton Kutcher going to get canceled for speaking out against something that China could do?
Maybe, but we know gas prices are spiking, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the Hollywood celebrities are pushing Joe Biden to shut down more pipelines as if that's the answer.
Well, that's all, you know, that's like political consumption for themselves in many ways.
Yeah, but that makes no sense at all.
Well, of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. You know, the thing is, you know, real people have to put real gas in their tanks to like go places and go to work.
Yeah, and I guess the movie stars can just hop in the car and pay the fee.
Or we just all get electric cars.
Okay, that too. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There you go. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see it, pull on in there, take advantage of getting yourself that free high cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. If you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. They add up real quick, save you a bunch of money, and you can use them in the catalog, or you can use them right there for whatever you want in the store. Alrighty, here we go. A little nostalgia right here from 1976.
Riding down the highway,
goodness, and old Angus is just stepping it across the stage there, Kyle.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah, the bagpipes really add to that song. You know, I always thought when I heard that to begin with that the bagpipes were just absolutely a great touch.
Oh, yeah, with the way they integrated them was fantastic.
Yep. Okay, well, let me take a look here and turn you loose because we've got good old Elsa over here in the East Coast. I'm about Chesapeake Bay all the way up to Nova Scotia. I just refreshed the screen to see what's going on. We got all kinds of flood watches, all kinds of flood warnings. New York City, New Jersey. Let's see here. Providence. Over in Rhode Island, Cranston, Rhode Island, and Boston, Massachusetts. So we got a lot of things going on. And you got all that heat out there, so take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. All of the state of California is under some kind of excessive heat warning, basically. We're looking at some pretty high temperatures in places in Northern California, for example. Sacramento is going to definitely be triple digits through the weekend. It might cool down about 5 degrees or 7 degrees or so by Monday. But all through California, excessive heat warning, especially out in the desert. If you're traveling up through Cajon Pass along Interstate 15, heading towards Las Vegas, be careful. Right now in Las Vegas, it's 99 degrees, but it should be more like 112, maybe a little bit more on Friday. So it gives you an idea. Right now in Palm Springs, it's 94 degrees in the middle of the night. So it gives you a real idea of just how hot it truly is. All through the state of Utah, we have fire weather warnings. Now, fire weather warning, of course, also means low humidity and gusty winds as well. So be careful there. Our friends in Salt Lake City, right now, it looks like they are at 81 degrees in the middle of the night, so you can tell how hot that really is. Wyoming, fire weather warning there, excessive heat watches as well for Boise, Idaho, also Pocatello and the Great and the Idaho Falls area, I should say. Also Grand Junction, Colorado, heat advisory there along I-70, so be careful out there, check your radiator, and bring some water.
Yeah, and Trucker Eric's out there in Utah, and he said that it was 111 degrees where he was today. He moved a little bit towards the truck stop, and he's currently camped out there for the night. Now, let's take a look here. We do have some flooding and severe thunderstorms and warnings from the northwest corner of Iowa. I-80, if you're going across that short section there, I-29 up to Sioux City, Iowa, and right there just north of Omaha. And then it runs up through South Dakota kind of on an angle all the way over towards the central part of the bottom end of North Dakota. So you'll have that in there. You've got high heat warnings in the central part of Kansas tonight. You've got some rain in the central part of Missouri, northern central part of Missouri around Columbia, it looks like, just north of Columbia. And then you got that rain that's down there from Houston all the way down to the border to McAllen and goes up to Harlingen and over towards Eagle Pass and up through flood watches, flood warnings all through that area. And then the storm, Elsa, is from the Chesapeake Bay, but the bulk of the rain, you still got wind down below there and rough seas in the Chesapeake Bay, but the bulk of the rain starts about the southern end of Jersey. Looks like it's covering Philadelphia. Looks like it's covering most of Delaware. Looks like it goes up the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike all the way to Wilkes-Barre-Scranton with flood watches and flood warnings and heavy rains. Then it cuts across over into, Connecticut and Massachusetts and Vermont, halfway up Vermont, halfway up New Hampshire, halfway up Maine, and flood watches, flood warnings, severe storm watches and warnings, rough seas. It's a real deal there as it's going to finish its way out, and you're going to have a lot of rough weather for the rest of today into tonight and probably into tomorrow all the way up to Nova Scotia before it does whatever it's going to do.
Exactly right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, all that being said, the storm will be gone. I've been watching and waiting for this low-pressure system in the southwestern corner of Texas to do something, and it hasn't done anything yet.
Right.
I thought it would move. It's been there all week. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't moved, and I'm just waiting to see when it decides to make shore somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we look forward to talking to him on the weekend edition. Now, let's not forget that we dodged a real bullet down here in Florida. There were parts where the storm hit where it was bad. You had Kings Bay, Georgia, the submarine base there, the Navy base, where a trailer park was disrupted. One person was killed. 10 people in that area were injured. The trailers were literally blown upside down, backwards, and this, that, and the other. Worst place you can be in a severe storm is inside a mobile home or a tow-behind trailer. That's the worst place you can be. And when they tell you to take shelter, and you're in one of those things, you need to take shelter. You need to take them serious. So there you go. Now, don't forget, either, that the Captain's America Third Watch, we've got some great sponsors here. MyPillow, go over to MyPillow.com, use the product code CAPTAIN, save yourself a bunch of money. That's the promo code for that. Don't forget Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com/CAPTAIN and take advantage of the three-week quick start for $19.95 and see if it'll work for you. And then again, of course, you know, the conventional sponsors that we have, Moss Nissan, you tell them the Captain sent you. That's good for a $500 discount when you tell them that. You can't wait and tell them after you get a price, though. You got to tell them to begin with, and they'll show you right up front that you're getting the discount. So there you go. All right, we're coming back, and we'll see who's calling in today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another great day in the morning, a Friday morning here. Have yourself a good day wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, and I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.